I would say that while I understand they're scared, that somebody needs to take that step and that we're here to help them and we can help protect them. There's nothing to be scared of. We can help them out. When one voice comes forward, everybody's voice comes forward. And we need to do that together.
Albany Police Chief Brendan Cox speaking to reporters mid-Monday morning outside headquarters on Henry Johnson Boulevard, a briefing after a series of four weekend shootings. An 18-year-old male was shot in the back and leg Friday night in the vicinity of Clinton Avenue. Saturday afternoon, a 20-year-old male was shot in the buttocks at the corner of Lark and Sheridan. On Saturday evening, a 23-year-old male shot in the leg along the 200 block of Livingston Avenue. And in the wee hours of Sunday, a 20-year-old male shot in the leg near Jeanette and Delaware while sitting in a vehicle. Cox feels these episodes of gun violence may be related.
I don't have the investigative leads in front of me to say that, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are connected. And we may find out through investigation later on that they're not, and I'll be out here saying they weren't. But I have a very hard time believing that these are not connected, and they're certainly not random.
Despite leaders' best efforts to get guns out of circulation, they continue to proliferate. Cox alluded to the 2008 Katina Thomas killing. The 10-year-old was playing on the sidewalk outside her home in the West Hills section when she was hit by a stray bullet fired from a community gun. Cox is asking for citizens to help stop the violence.
Anytime somebody fires a gun, somebody innocent could get hit. And don't get me wrong on that. I don't want anybody struck by gunfire. But we've had incidents before in our city where innocent people, specifically children, were struck and died due to that incident. It can't be tolerated. And the folks that know the individuals that are carrying guns on our street, they need to do something to help. They either need to turn them in or they need to grab that individual and stop them from doing what they're doing. Because there's people who know who have the guns in our community and they need to stop them. They either need to help us stop them or they need to stop them themselves.
Albany activist Marlon Anderson says while the city has no shortage of anti-gun advocates, until they unify, lawlessness will continue.
So until we get that coordinated effort to address the violence in the community, we're going to continue to fight a losing battle and people are going to continue to die.
Anderson has been calling on advocates to form a united front since 2013. Meanwhile, in Hudson, police are investigating the death of 27-year-old Corey Velasquez, stabbed in the neck inside his apartment on Sunday night. He was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital, where he died. Police have said they will release more details later. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.